Golden letters dangle inside a hanging mobile, which twirls around to spell the word Pathé. As the mobile revolves, its shadow forms the outline of a cockerel. White letters on a blue background read, Celador Films. A beam of torchlight cuts through a dark void, illuminating the words, Celador Films Presents, a Celador Films production. High in the Appalachian Mountains of America, the dense forest reveals patches of bare limestone rock. A broad silver river snakes its way along the corridor of the valley, through the pine forest. Ed, a grey-haired man with a weather-beaten face, is driving his pickup truck on the road alongside the riverbank. Momentarily looking down at the dashboard, he slaps the radio, oblivious to the deer ahead. Unflinching, the deer stares at the panic-stricken driver, then walks off. A woman slams up against the side window of the stationary truck. Her bloody hands spread flat against the window have a pendant entwined around her fingers. Darkness. A beam of torchlight swoops across letters that read, The Descent, Part 2. Three rescue workers emerge from the mouth of a cave, where an official from the county sheriff's office is waiting. A TV news reporter is also at the scene.
With the community still shaken from last year's Slater's Quarry tragedy, here in Borum, it's fresh heartache. As the search for the missing women moves into the end of its second day, hope is fading for Senator Kaplan's niece Juno and her five friends. Just behind me, I can see one of the cave rescue teams emerging from the cabin.
Good luck, guys.
Thanks, chimney's pretty tight. You all be careful down there.
Sir, any signs of the missing women?
The rescue leader ignores her.
Do you think you'll find them alive? How does this compare to Slater's Quarry?
A police officer holds the reporters back.
Do you think you responded quickly enough this time?
Greg, leave it.
Greg, a broad-shouldered man, turns around sharply and faces the reporter.
Back on in 4 hours. Get some sleep.
You too, boss.
Hey, you want a sure sleeping bag?
Greg and Kath head for a trailer.
What the cologne you wearing? Oh, yeah, 6 hours of sweat and dirt and all other kinds of shit. I think I'll pass.
Lynch, what's up?
Sheriff Faines listens attentively to the caller.
What? Where?
He paces around an awning where the officers have set up an improvised HQ.
Look, get a tracker dog out there. See if you can find where she came out. Yeah. All right, and let's keep a lid on this. All right, I'm on my way to the hospital.
Sheriff Faines reads notes from a clipboard as his female assistant, Rios, drives their car through the smoky blue pine forest to the hospital. On arriving, they stride along a corridor. Rios struggles to keep up with the sheriff's long strides.
Right, Doc, how is she?
She's resting. We had to sedate her.
I got five girls missing, and you put the one person who knows where they are to sleep?
She was hysterical. Besides, she has no memory of the last 2 days. Whatever happened to her, she's blanked it.
Injuries?
Well, it's only some minor cuts and bruises. But her clothes were completely stained in blood.
So it's not her blood?
No. But she's been in a fight, all right. Because judging by her fingernails, she scratched some big chunks out of somebody.
Test her clothes, get the blood type. Get the blood type of the other five girls.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor exits.
All right, let's see what you can do.
He passes the case report to his assistant. She takes them and enters the patient's room. Faines follows her.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah turns her head to face Rios.
I'm Jenna Rios, from Higher County Sheriff's Department. This is Sheriff Faines.
She looks at the two uniformed officers.
How you feeling?
What am I?
You're safe. You're at Higher County Hospital. We've been searching for you and your friends. 2 days ago, you all set off on a caving expedition and you never came back. We've been following your Borm cavern flight plan, but we found nothing. Can you tell us what happened to you?
Sarah's eyebrows furrow.
I don't know. I can't remember anything.
Sarah, your friends are still missing.
She holds up a photo.
And we need you to help us find them. Beth. Beth. What happened to Beth?
The sheriff examines Sarah's bloodstained pendant.
What can you remember?
He throws Sarah a questioning look.
What about Juno?
Sarah winces.
Jesse. Where's Jesse?
Your daughter?
Puzzled, Rios turns to the sheriff.
Sarah. Sarah. I need you to listen to me carefully. Your daughter isn't here, Sarah. She died. A year ago in Scotland.
No.
Sarah shakes her head vehemently.
I know how hard this must be for you, but you have to try.
No, no, no.
Come on.
They leave Sarah staring into space. Deputy Lynch joins Ed by his pickup truck, still parked where Sarah was found. The two men set off through the forest with a police tracker dog. The dog leads them down to the flowing river.
This looks like the end of the trail.
What's that?
Right there's Chapel Mine.
They approach the ramshackle mine building.
Klaus, come in, come in.
Deputy Lynch sets the dog off and they wait in the yard surrounded by bits of disused mining equipment. The men inspect the building.
One of these days I'm going to come up here and help myself to some of this shit.
What you found, boy? What you found?
He peers through a narrow opening in the foundation of the building.
Klaus?
Ed picks up a short iron rod from the ground. The dog charges out of the gap and tears off down the road. Their eyes follow the trail of dust as the dog races off. Slowly, both men turn back to the opening at the base of the building. Dan is at the temporary rescue HQ.
Sheriff?
Dan, keep it under your hat, but we found one of the girls.
Dog picked up her scent near the old chapel mine.
Must be outside of the county.
I know.
Jeez. Don't tell me we've been looking in the wrong place.
Listen, I don't want to ship the whole goddamn circus. I just want a couple of volunteers to pick up where the dog left off.
All right, give us an hour.
Dan closes his mobile phone and turns back to his sleeping team.
Kath, Greg, rise and shine.
In the hospital.
Blood on Sarah Carter's clothes, A positive. Juno Kaplan is A positive.
So, I'm A positive. Half the state is A positive.
Can she walk?
Sure.
Wait, you're not seriously going to take her out?
Rios, get her dressed and get her in the car.
Rios hesitates before turning back to Sarah. Dan drives Kath and Greg to the chapel mine building. Greg continues catching up with his sleep in the back of the car. Kath and Dan glance back at their sleeping colleague and exchange a smile. Sarah sits bolt upright in the back of the sheriff's car as Rios drives them to the site. She adjusts her rearview mirror to take a look at Sarah, whose face is composed. The police car pulls up the dirt track by the building. They pass Deputy Lynch and the dog and continue up to the yard where the rescue vehicle has pulled up. Sarah stares in alarm at the mine buildings. Dan removes the padlock and chains with a pair of bolt cutters and throws open the door. A breeze disturbs the cobwebs that have collected on the machinery inside. They enter the building and Greg pulls up a cage door. A heavy counterweight sinks into the floor as the mechanism turns. He peers down the mine shaft with Kath. Sheriff Thanes and Dan inspect the office. Maps and documents on the table are buried in dust. Greg casts a light stick down the shaft. It falls silently to the depths. Ed approaches Kath and Greg.
Granddaddy used to work down there. One time, him and two of his buddies broke into a whole new cave system. A really big one. Company bosses figured there should be some rich pickings to be had. So they sent my granddaddy back down to have a good look-see. He never come back. Folks reckon they must have broke clean through into hell.
Dan glances at a map indicating the shaft.
Oh, mighty pissed.
So are you telling me that there's an uncharted cave system down there?
Greg and Kath eagerly set about exposing the entrance.
There's a map in the mines. If the caves are uncharted, we won't even know where to begin.
We bring the girl. Come on, Dan. She's the only one been down there. All we gotta do is get an offer from her, left or right. Narrows the search. There's a mountain full of caves and fuck all time.
You can piggyback on the elevator cables.
You plan to go down there. Why not go down there in style?
Well, this old shit still works?
Sonny, let me tell you. This old shit bucket will be working a long time after that MP3 of yours.
Whatever. All right, Ed.
Get it going.
Outside in the sheriff's car, Sarah sits blank-faced on the back seat.
I'm sorry, but Mommy's got to help people tonight.
Rios is on her mobile.
When Grandma tells you to go to bed, you go to bed, okay? Honey?
Rios sees her colleague's approach.
Okay, baby, I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
Thanes leans into the car.
Rios, get yourself kitted and get her kitted. We're going down.
He walks off, leaving the two women staring at the mine building in apprehension.
Okay, Sarah. I know this is difficult. But if you do this, it could help jog your memory. Your friends could still be alive. You have to help us find them.
The team get out their ropes and rescue equipment. Rios offers Sarah a jacket.
Hi, Sarah. This might fit you.
Sheriff pulls a pair of over trousers up to his gun belt.
You want to lose that heavy metal? Gun blast down there, but that dynamite.
Rios looks at Vane.
Come on, I'll put him in the car.
My gun stays with me.
Rios follows Dan's instruction and removes her gun belt.
This is a missing persons case. What the hell do you think you're going to find down there?
He chucks a handful of equipment at the sheriff. The electricity generator shudders to life and the lights in the shaft come on. Ed brushes off the mining equipment and the team make their final preparations for the descent. Sarah gingerly approaches the shaft.
Get moving.
The team enter the lift cage, but Sarah hesitates. Vane stands sentinel behind her, blocking her retreat. Reluctantly, she joins Rios and the others in the cage.
You all ready to rise?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Ed draws the cage door down and pulls the lever to start lowering them. They exchange anxious glances as the cage gradually descends. Sarah cowers in a corner as the light from above fades. The lowering mechanism judders. Sarah takes a deep breath and closes her eyes tight shut.
Whoa!
At the foot of the shaft, Greg budges open the cage door.
Jesus.
One by one, they creep out into the darkness. Stepping out along the shaft, their feet stir up dust. Sarah coughs and splutters.
All right, everyone, just wait up a second.
Dan passes her his water bottle.
Yeah, drink this.
She's okay. Let me worry about her. Come on, Dan, let's get to the goddamn cave.
Listen, down here, I call the shots. Is that understood?
Loud and clear.
Let's go.
They're all wearing lights on their helmets and are carrying torches. Their lights diffuse through the dust and dirt that fills the air. Kath's torch goes out. Dan checks it.
Should be a ladder down there. How long have I been teaching you? Your light is your life. Hey. All right. Okay, we've got to go down another level. Greg?
Greg leads the way down a narrow passage.
Oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
The group pauses. They all look nervously upwards at the creaking timbers.
Is it okay?
Yeah, no, wood's good. Now, modern mines have metal props. Miners prefer these old wooden ones.
Why's that?
The metal ones don't give you any warning when they're about to go.
Dan heads off.
Reuse.
Kath and Greg follow on reluctantly.
Okay, we should hit the cave system somewhere up here. Greg, go scout ahead.
You got it.
Cass, the next. Deputy.
Panting, Greg pauses briefly. His torchlight reveals the elongated skull of an animal.
I think I found it.
What the hell is that?
Wooden slats block off the entrance to the caves, marked with a skull and crossbones.
Always a good sign.
They strip the planks away, ignoring the sign. Danger, keep out. Greg advances first.
Check it out. This is awesome.
A thin pool of water covers the floor of the cavern. Kath directs a torch ahead, illuminating a series of stalactites.
Greg. T.I. Hey.
Greg scans Kath with a heat detector.
You're hot. Get away.
Sarah. Do you recognize anything?
Wide-eyed, Sarah glances around in all directions. Rios stays by Sarah's side. They edge forward slowly. Sarah suddenly halts.
What?
Her torch throws light on a stalagmite. Sarah strains her eyes as she examines it more closely. She looks around. Her torch beam tracing the line of the cave's roof. The light catches a movement.
It's okay. It's okay. She just got spooked.
The others group around the two women. Rios's light reflects off the water, sending rippling patterns onto the cave's wall.
Calcium deposit.
Let's keep moving.
It's okay. Come on. Come on.
Shivering with fright, Sarah can barely move. Dan holds Sarah's hand as she steps up from the tunnel into the chamber.
Come on, Sheriff, you can do it.
I ain't that old yet.
Which way? You recognize this?
Kat, have a listen.
Kath scans around in all directions with a sonic detector. She presses the earpiece firmly in place with her fingers, blocking out localized sound. Sarah looks into the darkness and sees a demonic face gawping silently.
Anything?
I don't know. I think I hear something.
Baines casts a suspicious glance towards Sarah, who trembles. The group move on further. Kath holds out her sonar detection equipment. She advances hesitantly forwards in the direction the tracer leads her. The corpse of a woman, its flesh newly stripped away, lies contorted against the cave side. The others cast their lights onto it. The jaw of the corpse drops.
No, there's nobody here. It's not possible.
A rat clambers out of her mouth. Sarah keels over and vomits. Rios hurries over to assist Sarah.
She's been butchered. Six girls came down to this cave. One came out, covered in her friend's blood. Now you tell me, what the hell happened down here?
Wait a second. You think she had something to do with
fucked
this?
Fucked up!
Get your team out of my face.
Man, you brought her down!
Get off my back!
Greg, save it!
I thought she was a victim here. What are you saying now? She's a suspect?
I think she knows something. I still got missing girls down here. So let's keep our goddamn focus.
I'm gonna let you bring her down here. I should never
let you. Dad, I think she came through here.
All right, Greg, take point.
Take point!
This is fucking bullshit.
Deputy, look after her.
It's okay, come on.
They cast a shroud over the corpse. Greg crawls ahead on his stomach. Now crawling on his hands and knees through a tight passageway.
Sarah.
Sarah has a flash recollection of sharp animal teeth.
I think there's something down here. We've been attacked.
By what?
There's nothing down here that could have done this to a person.
Sarah, what can you remember?
She briefly remembers wading neck deep in water.
We shouldn't stay here. You've got to try and think rationally. You're scared. Your mind's playing tricks on you.
Passing through. It's
50-foot crawl with some tight spots. And then it opens up.
All right, copy that. Sheriff, get your team together. Greg, we're coming through. Look out for them at the other end.
Okay, Rios, you go first. I want you in front of her. She's not getting out of my sight from now on.
They scramble along the narrow tunnel towards Greg.
Okay.
As Sarah climbs through, the lights from her helmet and torch fall onto the cave wall. Two points of light like flashing eyes.
Get a move on, you're slowing down.
She closes her eyes and recalls a naked humanoid creature charging through a pool of water on all fours towards her friends. She kicks back, striking Sheriff in the face with her boot. Sarah tears out of a passage into the chamber where the rescue team are waiting. She strikes them in their faces and barges past. The sheriff makes his way over to Rios. Rios stumbles across to the rescuers who are lying on the ground.
Which way did she go? Which way? Shit.
Greg has a bloody nose. Sheriff ignores them and grabs the torchlight. He steps over to the tunnel where Sarah ran off. Sarah Carla now hurries along the tunnel.
Hey, he's a fucking psycho, Dan. Jesus.
Dan checks Rios while Kath returns to Greg.
Look at me. How's it feel?
You want to kiss it better?
He's fine.
Where's Wade?
He took off after Sarah.
Oh, fuck. He doesn't even have a radio. 5 minutes of these honeycombs. They'll both be lost. Okay, listen to me, listen to me. We've got to catch up with them before they get too far ahead. This time we stick together. You understand? Okay, let's go.
Yeah, come on.
Ahead of them, Sarah scans her torchlight around, then chooses her direction. Sheriff flicks his about, peering into the darkness that surrounds him. The rescue team reach a ledge.
Okay, it's fallen rocky, which, as you know, means the roof's unstable. So we have to tread carefully. Rios, you stick with me. Okay, let's go.
They all freeze as a shower of dirt and scree falls from the roof. Sheriff checks his heat detector against his hand, then points it forwards. The image intensifier interprets the darkness around him as a large chamber with a tunnel at the end. In the rocks behind him, Sarah cowers in the darkness. He edges forward slowly with the detector revealing the way. An eerie blue light from the screen of the device illuminates his face. As he scans around, he discovers another body. He unfastens his gun holster. A crawler rears up at his side. The creature's damp skin glistens in the darkness. It screeches, then falls down on all fours and braces off like a startled rat. The roof rumbles above the rescue party. As the dust settles, Kath fixes her helmet's light and looks around. She's entombed with heavy boulders. The others in the party are grouped together in the centre of the cave.
Kath, can you hear me?
Take it easy, that's gotta last.
Greg takes a swig of water and spits it out.
Kath, come here.
Dan tries his walkie-talkie.
Kath, speak to me.
Rios looks up anxiously at Dan.
Dan, are you there?
I'm here, honey. Are you hurt?
I'm stuck in a boulder choke. And I need something to support the rocks.
All right, don't you panic. Listen to me, we're going to get you. Okay? We'll work at this end. All right? You listen to me.
Just sit tight. We'll get you.
Okay.
He hurriedly pulls off some of the smaller rocks that are blocking the passageway.
Jesus. Dan. Come on! Come on!
Rios watches his frantic efforts.
Fuck! Fucking trigger happy Americans!
Dan.
Fucking only answer they got to anything is a fucking gun!
Dan, don't let her hear you this way.
There's a fucking ton of rubble between us. She couldn't hear a fucking rock concert!
Dan.
Rios touches his shoulder and stares pleadingly at him. Dan composes himself and picks up his equipment.
Okay. I'll get that.
Yeah?
I'll be down here with you.
Well, can't you drill it or get it?
You know we can't, it's too risky.
You're gonna have to work yourself free.
I can't, Dan, it'll crush me. I need you here.
Okay, I'm gonna find another way around here.
Okay.
I'll get to you.
I'm scared, Dan.
That's good, yeah? Fear keeps you alert, keeps you alive. It's. I promise you.
I won't stop till I get to you.
I know.
Maybe I should stay with her.
You know, we can't help it.
Greg fumbles for his walkie-talkie.
You hang in there, teammate.
No worries.
Okay, Kat.
Kath forces a smile.
You dry?
Tears are welling in her eyes and she talks brightly.
Yeah.
So you keep warm. You keep drinking. You stick with the drill, okay?
Okay.
We're gonna have to move off now. So you probably lose the signal. You stay positive.
Okay.
The sheriff struggles to his feet. He tests the boulder that blocks his route out. The boulders do not shift. The sheriff then looks around the space about him. Water trickles down through a fissure near to Sarah. She cups her hands and drinks. Taking stock of her surroundings, she steps gingerly forwards along the caveway. Kath hears movement among the rocks that surround her.
Shit.
She takes her torch to inspect, but the batteries fail. As the torch flicks back on, a crawler scuttles away into the darkness behind her. She reaches out to maneuver herself, but the rock falls under her hand. The rescue team stumble upon a pile of clean bones. Dan takes off his backpack. He pulls out a flare. The area around them is lit up with an incandescent light. He strikes off a second flare and chucks it in the opposite direction, and the whole chamber is lit up.
These animal parts.
The floor of the cave is thick with bones.
Dan! Dan!
They cast around with their torches. Greg's light falls onto a video recorder lying on the floor. He picks it up. Rios joins him as he plays back the footage.
Oh yeah, morning after the night before. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Look at this thing.
Wake up, lady. It's something like a big, heavy item
right now. It's not nice. We're all ready for this big and shining day out.
Yeah. That's Juno, Captain.
I believe that what I see, right? How are you doing? Yeah, a bit. Good.
Sarah huddles behind a rock within hearing distance of them.
How do you think Sarah's doing? Do you think she's ready for this? I mean, she just seems a little bit... You cut the camera.
The team continue watching footage of the three women laughing and joking.
Wait, like 2 minutes.
Where is it?
Holly, take a break. Just
want to
take a few more shots. This cave's a lot cooler than I thought.
No, this wasn't in the book.
Good.
The footage shows the girls entering the caves.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, guys?
Do you hear that?
Huh?
The image on the video screen falters as a new video clip begins.
Dead animals. Hundreds of them.
That's you.
Not good, guys. Can we get
Where's
out of
this place?
Here quickly? Come on. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know?
There's no breeze. It could be any one of these tunnels. Take your pick.
A human-like figure of a naked male looms behind the panic-stricken girl in the video. Rios turns around and the crawler is leering at her side. They scatter in every direction as the creature bursts upon the scene. They look around, trying to fix the position of the echoing calls. Rios wanders over in the direction of Sarah. Sarah moves slowly away. One of the creatures crawls over a rock nearby and looks at Rios.
Dad! I'm here! Where are you? Dad! Where are you?
The creature delicately creeps up behind Rios. Sarah pounces on Rios, smothering her mouth and binding an arm around her. Rios's eyes bulge with fear. Her body is unable to move from Sarah's clasp. The creature crawls on all fours a short distance in front of them. It sniffs around. A membrane of skin covers its eyes. As it turns towards them, bile drools from its mouth.
Rios!
Away off, Dan looks in the direction of the scream. The crawler scurries off as he approaches. It pounces from the darkness onto Dan as he nears the two women. Dan falls to the ground and attempts to throttle the crawler. His hands slide free of its throat as it struggles. The creature's razor-sharp teeth slash at Dan's hands as he attempts to throttle the beast. The crawler holds him down and bites at his jugular. Blood pulses out in spurts. Dan's movements grow weaker and stop. The crawler drags him off. Sarah stealthily hurries over to retrieve Dan's backpack.
He let him die.
Rios quakes with terror and cries. As Sarah goes through the bag's contents. Sarah slings the pack over her shoulders, resourceful.
What the fuck was that thing? Don't worry. It's just your mind playing tricks on you.
Kath's eyes follow the trickle of dust between the boulders above her. She reaches an arm out, fingering her way between the boulders. Thick mucus drools down onto her hand, and she retracts her outstretched arm. She examines the mucus in her torchlight. She sniffs it. Taking the torch in her hand, she peers up towards the gap.
Thank you.
Clambering over the rocks, the creature begins scraping between the boulders that entomb. First a hand, then the creature's head force their way through a widening gap. Cap attempts to crawl out in the opposite direction. Crawler grasps at her legs with its hands. Kath scrambles free. She stamps down the boulders, crushing the creature behind her. Sarah runs a hand over a face of the cave where water is trickling down and forming a small stream.
Sarah.
She spits onto the surface of the water and watches it carried off downstream.
I'm sorry, I didn't believe you.
They're blind. They track sound. You're louder.
She steps off in the direction of the escaping water. Kath continues her way carefully along a large root, shining her torch ahead, then turning it off to conserve battery power. She extinguishes her torch. Light out, she edges forwards into the darkness. Greg cradles her in his arms.
With everyone else.
We got split up. What the fuck are these things?
I don't know. We're fucking torches.
Okay.
He activates a light stick and passes it to her. They freeze, looking in the direction of the cries. They scramble off. Sheriff is standing in a narrow slit through the rocks. A crawler moves behind him, climbing up the cave walls. A hand strikes the sheriff's face from above. He spins round and yanks at the hand. The body falls to the ground and lies motionless on the cave floor. He turns the body over to reveal Dan's bloody face. Kath and Greg continue running along a narrow corridor which leads to a dead end. They stare at each other helplessly. Back to back, the two rescuers elevate themselves above the ground. Pressing out against the cave walls with their legs. A creature crawls along the floor of the passageway below them. They strain against each other to keep themselves aloft. Exhausted, their boots slip a little on the rocks. The crawler scuttles off.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
The creature looks back in the direction of the pair. They desperately propel each other upwards.
Dan's dead. Turn off.
Come here, anybody.
Greg casts his walkie-talkie away. The creature crawls over to the radio receiver lying on the ground. Kath takes out her radio handset.
Dan, come in. Dan, it's Kath. Come in.
Dan's dead.
Dan, come in, Dan.
Means that his radio, Kath.
I don't know that. It wasn't clear. Dan, come in. Dan.
I left him there.
He stares into her face.
This fucking thing's attacked us.
No, he promised he'd come back.
I heard him scream.
She shakes her head in disbelief.
He's gone, Kath. Okay.
She claps her fists against him wildly.
I ain't gonna run out on you.
You even try and I'll kill you myself.
We gotta move. Stay quiet. Come on.
They move off urgently and emerge onto an elevated ledge. Below them, the cave walls sink into the darkness. Greg's torch illuminates the roof. The body of a potholer hangs from the roof, suspended on its climbing tackle. She leaps midway across the void and clasps the suspended potholer. Blood pours out of the mouth of the corpse as Kath dangles beneath it. She sways her body and gathers a pendulum motion. A crawler attacks Greg as he waits on the ledge. A second creature arrives and leaps onto Kath. The beast rips the flesh away from Greg's neck with its teeth. Greg fumbles in his backpack and pulls out a hand drill. He bores into the creature's skull and casts the beast aside. Then he leaps off the ledge and grabs the crawler that's battling with Kath. The creature loses its grip on Kath and plunges down with Greg. Kath holds on grimly to the corpse and begins to set up the swaying motion again. As the motion increases, she lets go and falls onto the opposing ledge. Kath heaves her body over the edge of the cavern. She turns around and screams into the darkness below. Another crawler looms up behind her. Greg! Sarah leads Rios along a damp fissure in the rocks.
Got washed out by the water last time.
I can't go down there.
The water's flowing. There's a way through.
Sarah turns away from Rios and faces the hole where the water is escaping.
Wait, please.
She climbs into the stream and wades towards the swirling pool. As Sarah submerges herself, Rios is left in darkness. She stares at the pool where Sarah exited and gulps hard. Rios climbs into the water. Looking backwards in the direction of the noise, she takes a breath and plunges through the hole. The water takes them through into a flooded tunnel, a narrow air gap along the ceiling. Rios follows Sarah's lead, diving and ducking their way along the route, searching out pockets of air. Sarah takes her arm and they swim off again. The water becomes shallow in a small chamber where the women look around.
It stops here?
Is it in it?
There's no way through?
The walls of the chamber rise up on all sides. Rios climbs out of the water. Sarah struggles out and they sit together. Rios takes off her sodden jacket. Sarah inspects the cave walls with the torch. Rios takes out her mobile phone. It displays the photo of a young girl. She strokes the screen tenderly. Rios holds out the phone and records a video clip.
Hey, baby girl. I am. It's Mummy.
Sarah watches.
I just wanted to let you know. I love you. I want you to be good. And kind. I want you to be a good person. You're so special, baby. Be good. Be a strong baby.
My daughter's dead. Everything you just said, you tell her to her face. We're not dead yet. Come on, we'll keep moving.
Sheriff proceeds along a dry tunnel. He flicks his torch around nervously. Shadows move and merge with the darkness surrounding him. A creature screeches behind him, and he smashes it in the face with his torch. It strikes back and gnarls at him. Sheriff stumbles backwards onto the ground. He shields his face from the crawler's imminent attack. A knife blade stabs through the creature's neck. Its attacker slashes wildly at the crawler. As they writhe in combat, blood spatters onto the huddled-up sheriff.
Get you out. You hear me? I'm here with Sarah.
He holds out a torch. She reaches across nervously and grabs it. She makes to leave, then hesitates, looking back at the sheriff. He scrambles to his feet, and she turns away sharply. Sarah forces her body along a small tunnel. Ahead of her, the rocks are faintly dusted with earth. She edges herself through the narrow constraint. Rios follows close behind. They freeze, their eyes searching out the source of the sound. A rat steps across the path ahead. It scurries towards the women. Sarah screws up her face as it passes by and continues towards Rios. The creature darts across to them. They frantically crawl along the passageway, but the humanoid being closes in on them. Sarah breaks open a flare in its face. She drags Rios through a hole and they plunge into a pool below. Their torches are damaged in the fall. The crawler jumps in after them. Resurfacing from the muddy water, it attacks Sarah. She pulls out a strap from her bag and throws her companion towards the crawler. It pounces on Rios. Sarah tackles the crawler from behind, lassoing the strap halfway over the creature's head. It bites onto the strap and struggles manically. Sarah pulls it down, its limbs flailing in every direction. Rios stabs at the animal, but it grasps out and pulls her towards the water. Sarah pulls her helmet off and beats the creature as it attempts to drown Rios. She fumbles in her bag and pulls out a tool. Sarah smashes the metal instrument against the crawler's skull. It sinks beneath the dark waters, leaving the women gasping in the pool. As it bursts up again, it grabs Sarah by the throat. Rios pulls out her hairpin and stabs it in the neck. Blood spurts out of the crawler's neck across Sarah's face. Still gasping, the women retrieve their remaining equipment from the pool. Rios looks down at the murky waters.
Oh God. What the fuck is this?
Sarah scoops up a handful of floating sludge. Oh. Another crawler skulks on a ledge above them. It turns around and defecates over the side. The crawler slumps away.
Now I wish I was back in the water.
Juno scans a torch beam ahead of her. She pauses and focuses on the direction of the sounds. Baines joins her side, but she gestures to him to stop. A crawler peers over the rock towards them. Juno pins the sheriff against the wall, shining the torch directly in his face. The creature leaps down from the rock onto their level. It crawls past them along the passageway. Juno releases her grip on the sheriff. They move off again and break in their tracks at the sound of another crawler. She turns and he follows her lead again. Sarah and Rios pause for a moment by some dripping water. Sarah cups the water to her mouth and cleans her teeth. She cleans her teeth and spits out.
Your friends? They're all dead?
Yeah.
How the fuck did you find this hellhole?
Juno brought us here. She wanted us all to discover it. She said she wanted to name it after me.
Why?
Guilt.
What happened between the two of you?
My husband. She had an affair with my husband.
What happened to her?
It was just Juno and me left. Those things were coming for us. So I hurt her so I could get away. She left my friend Beth dying. Alone. When I found Beth, I had to put her out of her misery. Save your torch.
They set off again. Using the camera light, Sarah scans the cave walls. Juno flashes her torch on, beaming it into Sarah's face. She raises her pick and lashes out at Sarah, who deftly beats Juno on the head with a camera. They exchange blows. Open-mouthed, Rios and Vaynes watch them fight, until Juno raises her pick again.
No, Juno, wait! Wait! We came to get you out! Juno, Sarah brought us back down here. She brought us back. Juno, Sarah is your friend.
Juno strikes the pick down. Sarah struggles to her feet, inches away from the blade.
So you're the rescue party. We're what's left.
Come on. We gotta get out of here.
Okay, listen to me. Listen. Those things hunt above ground. I think I know which way they go. They must have a route to the surface.
So let's go.
Wait a minute. So what? We go to where they feed? Are you fucking kidding me? You want to live?
Silence is your best weapon.
Follow me. We're following the water.
I ain't gonna know goddamn water. Juno knows the way out.
So how come you're still here? Because my light died. I had no equipment. And my climbing partner put a pick through my leg and ran out of me.
Some chance with this, goddammit. We want to get out of here alive. We follow Juno.
Fucking way.
God damn it. I brought you into the cell and taken you out.
He slips a handcuff over her wrist.
It's no good.
Chief!
Sarah Rios.
Let's move.
Juno taps a cliff edge with her pick.
Shit. I'll have to go single file.
She leads the way along the ledge.
Spread your weight. We really should do this one at a time.
You ran out on her, but you ain't running out on me. So let's get going.
Sarah edges her way across the ledge, still chained to Vaynes. The rocks suddenly give way under Vaynes and he dangles over the edge, clutching Sarah's arm.
Help me! Give me the bag.
Juno, help me, please, Juno.
Juno and Rios pile on top of Sarah, preventing her from being pulled over by Vaynes. They hoist at the handcuff and chain. Rios holds the pickaxe aloft. She brings it down on the sheriff's arm, partly severing the limb. Crawlers scramble up the cliff face and pull at the sheriff's legs. Rios swings the pick repeatedly, mashing his arm to shreds. Veins and the creatures tumble down into the void. Juno detaches the sheriff's hands from the cuffs and casts it away. Sarah stumbles to her feet. Rios shakes violently in shock.
We gotta go.
Juno heads off.
Rios.
Juno enters the crawler's feeding chamber. A chink of natural light casts down from above. In the faint light of the cave, one crawler moves over to the spot where another is feeding. Juno indicates to the others where the cave exits. The women pick their way carefully across the feeding area. They freeze and the crawlers tilt their heads in search of the sound source. They resume their munching on the carcasses that are strewn about them. The women continue stealthily towards the way out. A large crawler suddenly looms in the exit way. It heaves a dead stag down into the chamber. Juno treads gingerly over the corpses. A hand suddenly grabs her arm. Greg holds onto her, his body torn and bloody. In a frenzy, the women lash out at the attacking crawlers. Juno strikes out with her pick, killing one, but is beaten to the floor by another. She breaks free from its clutches and slashes at them with her pick again. The women all grab improvised weapons, slashing, kicking and pounding at the crawlers with rocks and bones. The dominant crawler pulls Juno up and throws her across the floor. Sarah smashes one in the face with the handcuffs as a knuckle duster. Rios and Sarah look up at the entrance hole. Sarah hesitates, then hurries over to the last of the crawlers who's attacking Juno. She hoops the handcuff chain over its head and pulls it hard into the crawler's neck. The crawler drags its clawed hand across Juno's stomach and blood spurts out. Juno gasps. Her body slumps to the floor. Juno's eyelids close and she lies still on the ground, a few feet away from Sarah, who continues throttling the crawler. Suddenly, Juno's eyes open and she leaps to her feet. As Sarah struggles with the crawler, it throws its head back in pain, exposing its neck. Juno sinks her teeth into its jugular and rips out its flesh with her mouth. Sarah then grabs the pick and drives it into the crawler's skull. She hurries over to cradle the gasping Juno in her arms. Juno's face contorts in agony. Rios looks nervously around for more crawlers. Sarah gently rocks Juno in her lap as the injured woman hemorrhages to death.
Sarah, we can't stay here. Sarah, we have to get out of here now.
Sarah draws Juno's eyelids shut and draws out the pendant. She places it in Juno's hand. An inscription on the pendant reads, "Love each day."
Sarah. Please.
Rios turns around to discover she's surrounded by crawlers. She closes her eyes and her shoulders sink. A short way off, Sarah slowly raises herself to her full height. The crawlers charge over to her, and Rios hurries over to the entrance tunnel. Rios clambers up the steep entrance until her head and shoulders break through the loose vegetation around the entrance. She gets up onto her feet and runs away from the hole. Rios stumbles through the dense pine wood, glancing around in every direction. Exhausted, she collapses against a tree. She pulls her mobile phone out from her pocket and turns around to get a signal. Ed strikes her full in the face with a shovel. Rios falls to the ground. He looks around, but there is no one else in the forest. Ed hauls her body back to the entrance of the caves. He steps back and glances around, then he casts his eyes down towards her. She shivers and rolls over away from the gaping darkness of the cave's entrance. Claws outstretched, a crawler leaps upwards.